G'day, welcome to the show. This is Better Than Yesterday, helping you make today better than yesterday since 2013. I just like things that do what they say they do on the tin. I always have. Thanks for being here. My name is Joshua Ginsberg. I am a podcaster, a best-selling author, an award-winning documentary filmmaker. I make television sometimes. I come second place in Gold Logie Awards sometimes. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm a big fan of electric vehicles, bikes, motorbikes, cars, trucks. I like them a lot. Been behind the wheel and behind the handlebars of them for over 13 years now. I'm somebody who takes a daily sauna bath, the Finnish cycle even, and I'm very glad you're here. We'll talk about the sauna later. I'm thrilled you're a part of the show today. We have a new website. Yeah, we do. Very excited. Long time coming. Boy, long time coming. But we have a new website and I'm very happy about it. OsherGinsberg.com. Go there for all your podcast and Osher Ginsberg needs. Yeah, OsherGinsberg.com. That's where we are. There's a contact form there. But if you really want to get in touch with me, you can just find us on Instagram. Just drop us a DM. It's a Friday. And on a Friday, what I'm liking to do lately is just kind of, because I've already listened to the episode on Wednesday, which is just our guest. I take a day or two, let it sit around in my brain for a bit, and then I'll come and have a chat about what it is that I took away from that. Because, yeah, I've already had the conversation, but sometimes it was this week, sometimes it was weeks ago, sometimes it was months ago, depending on people come and interview, and then they say, can you wait till the book comes out? When's the book out? Next October. Okay. But that's the week they've got the author or the person. So sometimes we hold off. So I like to listen to it again and then go, oh yeah, and kind of with fresh ears, reflect on it. And Jody Rogers was here the other day.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The day, and boy, I loved having her here, and I really, really loved what she spoke about when it came to communicating and understanding with your partner, particularly trying to see their perspective on things. I think that was really, really powerful. She spoke about being a couples counselor and being a moderator, and that she loved watching a couple try to communicate and watching how they described each other's perspectives, and you know, with the moderating person there and someone being able to say, hang on, you've already spoken your part, let's hear what he has to say, or let's hear what she has to say, or let's hear what they have to say, whatever it is. And then I loved how she reflected on what it's like for her seeing the look of realization when the three of them, her and the couple, have managed to interrupt the pattern. Because when you're in a long-term relationship, you know, and I know, you get in, you have the same fight. It's a dance. It's a dance you get into, and that's okay. But listening to that, it reminded me of something that I did with a very kind of kooky therapist that I saw in Los Angeles right after I got divorced. She was an interesting lady, probably in her late 50s or early 60s. She'd been at it for a long time. And she was big on giving me photocopied pages from books that involved yogic breathing and stuff like that. Like a lot of stuff that you hear now, like she was into that kind of thing then, and lots of kind of hand home published stuff that came out of research, yes, but couldn't get published in a big press. So kind of spiral bound or ring bound, the kind of thing you do down at the print shop, right? She would photocopy these and hand them to me and breathing exercises and stuff like that. However, when Jodie was talking about seeing things from another person's perspective, it reminded me of how this particular therapist, I think she was a Gestalt therapist, she would help me do that. And because I remember the first time I went to go see her by myself, and it was a small room, maybe rectangular, maybe 2x4, like 2 meters by 4 meters. It's kind of thin, long room. And there were enough chairs in there to seat maybe 8 people. Now, 8 people in this room would have been a squish. It would have been like in a packed Toyota Hiace. But I'd see her by myself. And I always wondered, like, when do you see 8 people? When do you see so many people? And here is the trick. What this therapist would do, which I later found out, is a technique called the 3 chairs technique. But she had 8 chairs. It's really, really powerful. And it helped me gain perspective on situations which I had not yet been able to do, because my response to those situations was so fused to my emotional experience of the situation. I was unable to see the wider picture, the other point of view, any different point of view. There was no way I could do it. It was, that is the only reason this has happened, and there's no other reason, therefore I am justified in feeling resentment or anger or whatever. And so what she would do, I've got to give her a name, otherwise it's super weird. Let's call her Prudence. Prudence would say to me, let's say, for example, a moment when I lost a job. I lost a radio job that I'd pitched it to a production company, and the production company pitched it to a network, and the network went for it, and it was a big scene. I moved to America to do it live every weekend. We did it for about 3 years. It was a really big show and expensive show, probably too expensive, but I was very proud of it because I had created the show and had the whole idea of what the show should be, which is a show from Los Angeles for Australia, and having on the ground access to talent to interview and things like that was a big advantage. And we were national. It was very exciting. I worked with an amazing human being, Natalia Perez. She was the best. It was called the Hot Hits Live from LA. And during the run of this show, there's a few things happened. A, I stopped drinking, and B, I ended up getting divorced. The second had to do with the former, that's for sure. And towards the end of it, I was a very sad divorced person, 38 years old, really not caring, not shaving, not getting haircuts, looking disheveled, feeling sad nearly every day. I think Andy Ma, who now produces this show, was editing and producing on this show as well, on the show I'm talking about. And, you know, so I'm this kind of sad, divorced bloke living in a spare room of a mate's house, paying my rent and just trying to do my job. And at the time, the pop music was like Justin Bieber had just broken, all right? It's early 2010s, so 2011, 2012. Bieber had just broken. And so I'm this guy talking to 12, 13-year-old kids, probably girls, listening to the radio on the weekend about a 14-year-old kid who's singing pop songs called Baby, Baby, Baby. And I'm this kind of sad old man who doesn't understand A, the music, B, the people who listen. And I'm not going to say I was phoning it in, but I was disconnected from the audience and from the music. And so I lost the job. Now, I've spoken about how I've managed that in the past, but I'm just, you know, using that as a example. For example, what I would do was like, you know, how are you today? Oh, sure. It's like, I'm actually terrible, Prudence. Why? It's because I have lost this job. I worked really, really hard at it. I pitched it. I'm so proud of it. I made this out of thin air. it's not a small thing. There's a big budget committed to it. And I feel really proud and really valuable that I was worth that and that this became a thing. And I, you know, got a green card off the back of it. And it's really important. And now they don't want me. Now they've fired me and they've hired someone else. And now I'm living in America and I have no job. And I am living in a spare room of a mate's house, just paying rent out of my savings. And I am sad and resentful and angry about this. And I'm angry at the person who they hired, and I'm angry at the company for not giving me a heads up, and I'm angry at all of this stuff. None of this stuff is true. I kind of had an idea it was coming. And then I started to find out what all the chairs were for. And she said, okay, then, I get that. She let me talk for about, I don't know, 10 minutes. And she said, see that chair over there? I said, yeah. In that chair over there, that is the boss of the radio company. I want you to tell them what it is you want them to hear. And so I'm like, okay, I'm in this room in the San Fernando Valley in a weird strip mall office building under fluorescent light with a toilet too far away that I need a key to get into, speaking in an empty chair like it is my old radio boss, who I'd worked with for a long time, and she was awesome. And I was like, okay, I'll play along, Prudence. And so I talked to this empty chair saying, I'm really angry at you. I'm really mad at you for doing this. I'm really mad that you never told me what was happening or, you know, that this was coming, and I'm really proud of this, and I'm really fucking annoyed at you, and you know, I've got no fucking job and it's your fault. And she went, okay, good. She said, okay, now stand up. And we did some yoga move because that was a thing. She would get me to do kind of a bodily reset. I think she got me to do a down dog or something that kind of got me back in my body for a second. And she said, great. Now go and sit in that chair, the one you just spoke to. I said, okay. So now I'm sitting in the second chair, the one that had my radio boss in it. She goes, all right. Now you're the radio boss, and I want you to look back at the chair where you were sitting, and I want you to speak from her perspective. Okay. And she had to, you know, kind of like training a puppy, she had to kind of bring me back around quite a bit because I was very resentful. And I'm saying, you know, and we fired you because we're useless. I said, no, they didn't. Okay, sorry. Okay, and we never told you because we were secretly planning this. No, they didn't. Okay, sorry. And then I had to really kind of sit in it and go, all right, the fact of the matter is, this is what the show is. This is what the demographic is. This is who you are. These are where the ratings have been. This is where the ratings have started to go, and this is where the ratings are going. You can see over time there is a decline. We need to do something about this because we're a business. Now, it's a great show. Yes, you're a big part of creating it, you know, making what it is. And when we're faced with a decision like this, ultimately the brand, Hot Hits, is more valuable than you are. We need to look after that. We need to look after our investors. We need to look after our clients. And having a 38-year-old, sad, disheveled, kind of divorced man speak to 12-year-old girls about a 14-year-old pop star boy probably is not a good fit. And right now we've got this incredible opportunity to hire a young woman who's 22 and has great, great runs on the board and amazing. I think you worked with her once or twice, which I had. And we're going to put her in your job. We're going to put her in your job, and we are going to turn the ship around because ultimately we're a business. We're not a charity. I'm sorry, you've been great. It's been great to work with you, and we need to make this call. And I was able to come up with something along those lines. I couldn't believe it when the words were coming out of my mouth. But to have that external perspective outside of the resentment and anger that I'd be feeling was very new for me. I've since become a fair bit better at this, but this is one of the first times I'd ever done it. And then Prudence says, okay, stand up, another downward dog. Okay, stand up. Okay, now I want you to go sit in that chair. It's like, oh, what? Now there's a third chair. I'll tell you about what happened in the third chair in just a sec, but I do need to play some ads, so I'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you. You're helping me keep the lights on, pay the mortgage and put food in the fridge, and pay the people who make the show with me to keep their lights on, pay the mortgage and put food in their fridge. So I sat in one chair and there was me speaking to an empty chair, number two, talking about, you know, just venting my anger and saying all the stuff I wanted to say. Then there was me sitting in chair number two, being that person speaking back to me, being whatever, being angry. And because they probably were angry as well. They're probably saying, yeah, and you know, you really don't care about your appearance. You're not caring about, you're disheveled, you're unshaven, you're on camera, you look like shit. It's not good for us. It's not good for the brand. You know, you're not taking care of yourself. You sound sad and you're not looking after, you're not doing what you need to do to stay in the world of being a pop music radio announcer. And, you know, we had a bit of empathy at first, but come on, man, it's been a while. Pull it together. Pretty shitty with you. And then Prudence says, okay, now go and sit in the third chair. Now in the third chair, she says, okay, you're someone who doesn't know anything about these two people, doesn't know anything about the situation. I want you to now describe what it is that you've seen. I want you to kind of have this neutral observation, if you will. And I want you to describe what are the main pillars of what's going on here. What's the big bold headline of what's happening here? Is there anything that might have been missed from one person or the other, communications wise? And is there any commonality that's happening here? And so I go sit in this third chair, which means there was five chairs I hadn't sat in yet. So who knows what happens when you get to eight chairs? Well, I kind of do know because we did do that. It was every member of my family at one point because we did this a few times. So you sit in the third chair and you would sit over there and say something along the lines of, okay, so I can see that you over there, Osha, you've been going through some shit. And while you are, you've got a lot of ego and a lot of pride wrapped up in this project. But it's pretty clear to me, hearing what your boss has to say, that you've kind of neglected your side of what it is to be a professional in the situation. And the market has moved, the music has moved, and if you were in your 20s, you'd have to do a lot of work to keep up with this, but you're in your late 30s and you're talking about pop songs to teenagers. The amount of work you're going to need to do to stay relevant and stay connected and stay authentic is a lot of work in this situation, and you haven't been doing it, so I understand that. And you over there, radio company, look, I get it. I get it. You're running a business. You've got to make a call at some point. Could you have maybe been a little clearer about what you needed? Yeah, probably. Could you have maybe sent a few more messages or been a little more asking a little more about how this guy's doing or giving him support? Yeah, maybe. But you've got stuff going on. You've got 20 other shows you're trying to make. You can't do this for everybody. So I kind of understand why it is you do what you did. And you over there, who just lost your job, I hope you can understand that this sucks right now, but it might actually be a good thing. It might be a good thing because you never want to be the old guy in the club. Right now, you're the old guy in the club. All right? And you over there, radio company, it's probably a good move to get rid of this guy because look at him. It's, nah, the 22-year-old lady, she sounds really good. And I think you're going to have a lot of success with her. But don't you worry, old sad man. You'll figure something out because you figure this out, you figure out the next thing. You don't understand it right now, but you will. And it'll be okay. And I would finish sessions that me and Prudence would do like this. Everything I've just described to you was using a situation, which I did not process that way. We process it in a completely different way. But just it's a way to describe this fairly intimate technique to talk about relationships and things like this. And Prudence and I use this talking about my family, talking about past relationships that I had, past friendships that I had. And after a while, I got fairly good at kind of automatically going, well, what does it look like from their side of things? And I even got a leg up on this interviewing the incredible actor Michael Sheen. He was in Frost Nixon. He was unbelievable. But I sat down and interviewed him for the film Tron, and I complimented him on his baddie. And he just said this amazing line to me. He goes, oh, the secret to a good baddie is even the best baddies always believe they're doing the right thing. And that really kind of helped me as well understand that when there were situations that I was unhappy about, the action taken by the person or people or thing or government or whatever, that was, as far as they're concerned, the right thing to do at that point. And they were even, sometimes, they were doing it because they thought it was the best thing for me too. No, we're doing this because you don't quite get it. We're not going to invest in renewable energy for you, you know. And so, I don't know if you've got spare chairs in your house. You could do it sitting on the floor. You could do it on a rug. Really freaking useful. You'd started off, you know, speaking to the other party in a situation and describing the situation to them like you wish you could be heard. Say all the anger, all the emotion to them. Get up, stretch a bit, sit back down and try real hard to be who they are. Not, you know, being a prick about it. But try as hard as you can to see the thing from their perspective and describe things that you might not have otherwise considered. Get up, do a stretch, sit back down in the other part. And then look from the, you know, what's the drone shot? What do you see up in the drone? Yeah. Oh, see this person here. Got terrible body language, sad voice, this person here, ultimately trying to make a buck, making high energy pop music radio. Yeah, that's not a good fit. Doesn't give me my job back, but it helps me understand that, yeah, all right, I had a part in this. And it helps me identify the things that I can sort out. It helps me understand what it is that I might have to do about it and what I can possibly do next. If you want, even, you can swap between chair one and chair two, where you do a bit of back and forth, you know. If you find yourself bringing something else up and you want to go back and talk back, it's really powerful. It helped me, and it really helps me figure out the different perspectives in a situation, trying as hard as I can to see the situation through someone else's eyes. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? What could be behind their action? What do they need? What do they need that I'm not giving them? What am I doing? What habitual things am I doing that might not belong in this situation? And then from the third perspective, you know, what's going on with these guys? I've never seen anyone fight so much about toast. It's not about toast at all, is it? Ah. It's useful. And I loved hearing Jody talk about that because it reminded me that, oh, that's right. I've got that up my sleeve as well that I can use when I need it. And hopefully me describing it to you will pique your interest, and you know, you could try three or more chairs and see how you go. It's really quite useful. I hope that was helpful. It was really fun listening to Jody again and hearing her talk about things. But yeah, that's what really stuck out, and that really reminded me of something. And I thought I should really share that because I haven't really talked about that before. Thanks for being a part of the show. Have a great weekend. Look after yourself. Thank you very much to everyone that helped me make the show. Andy Ma back on deck. Welcome back, Andy Ma. It's lovely to have you back. Jez Fenton Menzies and Mikey Ward and Monica Chapman and Toe Hider, all these amazing people helped me make this show today. And without them, there's no show. So thank you. Thank you for listening to the ads. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling people about this show. It's extraordinarily useful because that doesn't cost you anything, but it helps us keep the lights on. Thanks for being a part of it. Have a good weekend. OsherGainsburg.com if you want to jump on the mailing list, if you want to drop me a message, if you thought about this episode and you had something to say about it, just DM me on Instagram. See you Monday.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.